This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Pete Davidson's newest movie, The King of Staten Island, was set to be released at drive-in theaters, but it suddenly got the hook before it was ever shown. It's since been restricted to video on demand only. Universal Studios has said they had a misunderstanding with director Judd Apatow, leaving drive-ins having to refund money. Geez, drive-ins can't get a break. Neither can Pete. Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj dropped their new Trolls video. 6ix9ine also has been complaining about his reputation as a snitch. He's also publicly called out Future, Snoop Dogg, and Meek Mill as examples of hypocrisy in the rap community. Trolls has had over 15 million views and is number one on the hip-hop chart. Apparently, people don't care that he's a snitch. Kelly Clarkson stepped out for the first time since her split from her husband Brandon Blackstock to walk her dog around her neighborhood. Clarkson filed for divorce from Blackstock after nearly 7 years of marriage. They're the parents of two kids. The talent manager is also the father of two kids from his former marriage. Geez, can you say two-time loser? Jeopardy has run out of new episodes due to the production shutdown. The syndicated hit will rebroadcast episodes featuring past champions from its 2019 Tournament of Champions competition in installments throughout June and July. Each episode will be dedicated to a contestant in that tournament. The show has been dark since March 20th. Geez, I hope Alex doesn't go dark. If you're one of the many superhero fans chomping at the bit for the highly anticipated sequel to Warner Brothers' Wonder Woman, you'll want to get a new countdown going for its release. Following Wonder Woman 1984's premiere delay from June 5th to August 14th, the film has now slotted an even later date and will hit theaters October 2nd. Mark that date on your calendar, if you have one. The woman who won a $7 million judgment against rapper The Game for sexual assault will be able to access his music publishing royalties. He'll be held in contempt of court and could face jail time if he tries to block the payments. Priscilla Rainey was cleared to collect royalties from Game's LA prolific label and his last album, Born to Rap. Yep, game over. Sia issued an apology after accidentally confusing Nicki Minaj for Cardi B. Fans of the rapper started a tweet storm reprimanding the singer. The mix-up all began when a fan asked Sia if she would ever collaborate with Minaj. Sia replied, quote, "I love Cardi B. I would love to collab with her any day," unquote. Is she getting Sia-nile? Promoters are hoping that a drive-in live music model will help fans get through a painful summer. Nederlander Concerts announced the creation of Drive-In OC at the City National Grove of Anaheim in Southern California. Audio will be sent from a mixing board to a dedicated smartphone app that can connect to Bluetooth-enabled speakers and most in-car stereo systems. Cool! Nearly 2 years after it first popped up for sale, best-selling singer-songwriter Demi Lovato has finally succeeded in unloading her white elephant of a Hollywood Hills party mansion. The 1.2-acre estate sold for $8.25 million, just a few hairs below the $8.3 million Lovato paid back in 2016. Do not shine a black light in there. Former Vanderpump Rules cast member Stassi Schroeder is pregnant with her first child. She was dropped from the popular Bravo reality show along with three other cast members after racist messages and behaviors had resurfaced. She's expecting the kid with fiancé Bo Clark, who's a casting director for commercials. Gee, how convenient for her career. Jimmy Kimmel will return to host the 72nd Emmy Awards on ABC, the Network and Television Academy announced. This marks the third time Kimmel has hosted the Emmys, following the 64th event in 2012 and 68th in 2016. The primetime Emmy telecast will take place on September 20th. Kimmel joked that he has no idea why he accepted. Drunk? Blue Ivy Carter has received a BET Award nomination. Beyoncé and Jay-Z's oldest child, 8, got the nom for Beyoncé's Brown Skin Girl alongside Wizkid and St. John. The song appeared on the Lion King The Gift soundtrack last year. Beyoncé herself is nominated in three other categories, including Album of the Year for Homecoming, the live album. Congrats! The country music trio, formerly known as Lady Antebellum, announced its name change to Lady A to avoid the old word's Confederate connotations. They've also reached an agreement with the blues gospel singer Lady A, who had castigated the band for appropriating her longtime stage name without notice. The former Lady A will now be known as Generic Lady Working at Walmart. A new biopic about the late Lemmy Kilmister is in the works. The film, currently called Lemmy, will focus on Lemmy's early life before he became the frontman of Motorhead. Director Greg Oliver said, quote, "We've been carefully developing this biopic since 2013, making sure to stay true to Lemmy and Motorhead band members Phil Campbell and Mickey D." Unquote.
Ace!
The Trash Bin. Stacey Dash and Jeffrey Marty are officially splitting up. Court records confirm that the actress filed for divorce from her husband of 2 years. Dash and Marty tied the knot in April of 2018, 10 days after meeting for the first time, and have had their fair share of ups and downs over the years. Perhaps they should have known each other better before marrying. Idiots!
The news wrap-up.
Twitter has taken down China-linked accounts spreading disinformation on Hong Kong and the coronavirus. Snapchat is launching apps that let you buy movie tickets with friends and see class schedules. Grubhub will merge with the European food delivery company JustEatTakeaway.com following failed Uber talks. Samsung's Galaxy A71 5G launched in the US priced at $600 before carrier subsidies.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Uncut Gems, starring Adam Sandler, is the top streaming film.
The number one album.
My Turn by Lil Baby continues to be the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the top paid app.
The number one book.
The Summer House by James Patterson and Brendan Dubois is the best-selling fiction book.
Tyla Yahweh was born in Orlando, Florida, and supported himself as a drug dealer while working at a local Dunkin' Donuts until he was evicted by his mother for his criminal behavior. After arriving in L.A., he was discovered by Post Malone and Dre London, who went on to sign him to their label London Entertainment. Yahweh released 3 singles. All 3 tracks perform well, achieving millions of streams across Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. His first album, Heartful of Rage, was released last year. The rapper toured with Post Malone and Sway Lee on the Runaway Tour last fall and winter until the tour was halted near the end of the second leg due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's Tyla Yahweh with the song of the week, Tommy Lee.
I change the color to Nipsey, please. Your rest against mine is pitiful. If you're trying to get so physical, that 4-5 will make you invisible. I'm living my life like a criminal. I caught it first 48. We quiet, there's no one to blame. Yeah, my lawyer said we beat the case. I'm living my life celebration. I'm thinking the Lord, I got patience. I'm loving the way that she take it. I've been in, I fold it, I flip it. She bringing it back just to prove it. I'm giving her work just to move it, yeah. I'm living the life that I'm choosing, yeah. I'm getting these racks, getting stupid, yeah. You always talking about it. You never making no profit. I treat my like an option. If she talking, then get out of pocket. Ooh. I'm living life like a rock star, pulling up stretch limousine. So look at me, that costs a fee. The double C's all on my feet. You always talking about it, yeah. You always talking about it. You say that you rapping about it, yeah. But I see that you got a body.
That was Tyla Yahweh with the song of the week, Tommy Lee. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.